K-State Nation, what's going on? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, back again on this Tuesday, Eddie Greeter, 3rd, May 21st, 2024, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm coming off a recording of my other podcast here, so I'm a little fired up, but not fired up about what took place in the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament early this morning. And K-State, you gotta get your ass up early in the morning to stave off elimination after getting beat by Kansas earlier this morning, 2-1. You just beat this team not too long ago. Took 2 or 3 from them. Now, again, KU's pretty has gotten good at baseball. I understand that. But again, on the other PU's on the other end, how many times is this now that PU's have lost the opening game of the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament? I think he's lost in all 3 years or 4 years, whatever, since he's been a head coach at K-State, manager, baseball manager, whatever. Pete Hughes has lost the first game. I'm pretty sure that's right. He's lost the first game every single year, and their back's going to be against the wall tomorrow. I don't know the opponent right now, as of yet. Well, actually, I do know the opponent. Excuse me. So we'll take the box score here in a little bit. This is the postcast of the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament. K-State losing to KU 2-1. Speaking of Pete Hughes, quote, "It was a well-played game. Disappointing from our perspective, obviously. But when you play in those tight ball games, you've got to get a 2-out hit. Have to get a misplay. There's no wiggle room. You have to play clean baseball to win those games." We said that before on this podcast. I believe Alex said that multiple times. We'll get him back on the show here on Thursday. We'll record bonus content here before I head out west, back to Manhattan, Kansas for a day and a half. But yeah, the pitching staff, K-State, right? Struck out 10 batters. Held it. Let's take a look at this box score. This is frustrating there. Let's see if it will pull up anyways. Here, it will. So, K-State losing to KU. 2-1 here. Box score, folks. So, Kansas got their run. Oh, my goodness. So, this game, KU got 1 in the 4th. They struck for, it was no score. After 3, KU struck first. And then K-State answered in the bottom of the 5th inning. It was 1-1 in the top of before the 9th inning. And KU gets the run there off of Tyson Nabors. Damn it. And then K-State was not able to add we got used to here late. Those late game heroics for K-State. We didn't see him this morning. We did not see him. They weren't woke enough yet. But 2-1 is your score here. KU. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. A costly error for K-State. You cannot have mistakes and expect to win baseball games in this juncture of the season. It just can't happen. 1 run, 7 hits, and an error in this game. And the reliable Tyson Nabors, unfortunately, on the wrong side of this one. He loses. Just take the records out of it. Tegan Kane getting the win. Time in this game, 2 hours and 42 minutes indoors there as well in this game. You got to give, actually, K-State. K-State used 4 pitchers in this game. Josh Winthrop started it. He went 3 1/3, 3 hits, a run. That was unearned. Walked, struck out 2. Cole Wisenbaker went 2 2/3. Jackson Whitworth went an inning and 2/3. And Tyson Nabors going an inning and 1/3. Himself, he got the loss in this baseball game there as well. Costly error causes K-State to advance to the winner's bracket. Now you got to play for another year. You got to play from behind yet again in another Big 12 tournament. Can Pete Hughes' team respond one more time to stave off elimination? And they get eliminated here. Look, I've said this, seems like, every day on this podcast. Your team, every day, K-State podcast. But I just don't think this team, I know Alex said it And I don't think this team is regional worthy. All these records in the Big 12, up and down. Yes, it's a very good conference. What's the word I'm looking for? We've already said that. We've already made that accomplishment about this conference. Up and down. We're going to lose Oklahoma, Texas here in another couple weeks to the SEC. You're bringing in now Colorado, Arizona, Arizona State. In the mix, okay? I don't know. You get bounced out, two and done. I don't think you deserve to be in a regional. I'm sorry. I was on the fence anyways, this team being not regional worthy. And that's maybe bad to say. Me being a K-State alum and all, but I don't know. I mean, they had the same damn record last year. What, 34 and something, 22 something, and got bounced out of the regional. And they went deep, okay? They went deep in the Big 12 tournament and yet got robbed, okay? We all thought they should have been in, which I thought at that moment in time, we should have been in. But here, similar record, I mean, what? 31 and 23. Ooh, that even sounds bad. That does sound bad. But look, I don't want to hear about stupid-ass RPI and all this other stuff. Look, you got to win a baseball game. At this point, you got to win a baseball game. You just can't. And we've seen at times, K-State getting no hit, making mistakes, costing, losing the teams that we should beat. BYU, you know, that team is dead-ass last. I mean, y'all going to get me started. Y'all going to get me started on here. But BYU, the worst team in the league. I don't sugarcoat things on here. I'm going to tell what it is. Y'all should know this by me by now. But if you don't, if you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to Pearl Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. But postcast, K-State loses the first game of the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament this morning, 2-1 against your in-state rival. Gosh darn it. 2-1 there on a mistake. Just you can't open those doors. You cannot open those doors to the other damn team. You just can't do it. Whatever the case may be, I was going on a rant. RPI. I don't give a damn about RPI stuff. Got at this point, you gotta win baseball games. Point blank. And K-State losing to BYU. Get outscored on by BYU there, because your pitching staff. Today, this morning, you play a good pitching game, but a mistake. I know baseball, I played this game. Okay, I played this game a lot of years. I've seen some crazy stuff. I've seen the crazy stuff in my time, and I know better. I've been out of the game. And you just cannot give other team hope. Like, especially your in-state rival. You just can't. This game is just crazy. But anyways, now you gotta turn. You gotta get a triple shot and gotta save an elimination. Cause you get bounced out. What is committee gonna do? Gonna let you in? I don't think so. I just don't think so. But I know I shouldn't be talking about that, but that's just my thoughts and opinions there on that offensively for real quick before we go here on the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer III, Kalen Culpepper had himself a game, 3-for-4, drove in the only run for Kansas State in his baseball game. He had 3 of the 7 hits. David Bishop out here doing some work, 3-for-4 as well. The other hit belonged to Nick English, the right fielder in this game, and that was it. So, and you got to play West Virginia. God almighty. Sorry, I'm coming off my other podcast, so excuse me if I'm too bounced off the wall here, but you gotta play West Virginia again. We might be in bad trouble. We just played West Virginia. Didn't we just play West Virginia last weekend? Not 2 weeks ago now? Yeah, and we took the first game from them, but West Virginia spanked us next two. And, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, yes, again, I've seen it all. Whether I play this game or seen from an Atlanta Braves perspective or whatever, right? I see the crazy stuff happen. But K-State, You better put your work boots on bright and early, because West Virginia, you got to play them, and your back is against the wall. Can Pete Hughes do it again in another elimination game? Got to find out. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, we can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Wherever you get Kansas State content, Pearl Project Podcast. If you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. If you're a K-State fan, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. This podcast don't stop. When baseball over, we're going to keep on rolling with the content, because we got to get ready for football season as soon as the calendar year ends. We've had, we saw some news on the academic front for K-State women's basketball. We'll get to that hopefully at some point this week as well. I mentioned Alex Cole's podcast for the postcast of football. He'll be back on here hopefully on Thursday. We're shooting for that. So K-State season might be over. could be over. We'll get to that. But we'll talk about that. This team and the basketball team along with maybe switch up a little bit. But, yeah, we'll see about that. But K-State loses the KU in the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament in the very first game. Now K-State got to find a way, claw themselves out of another hole. KU 2, Kansas State 1. We have crossed the finish line on another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, postcast edition. All things K-State. I'll stay out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from hot Kansas City, Missouri. This has been the Pearl Project Podcast. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Go Cats.